The Coalition of Democratic Forces, CDF, an NGO, says it is disappointed at the manner in which the leadership of the NDC are tight-lipped over the recent uncertainties in Parliament, which resulted in the unprecedented walkout of the Speaker, Mrs. Justice Joyce Bamford Addo, last Friday. A statement signed by a member of the CDF, George Egwenunya, has therefore asked the NDC to issue a statement condemning the actions of its leadership in Parliament and relieve both the majority and House Leader Clepis Aboka and his deputy Rashid Pelpo of their posts, as they have brought Ghana's Parliament into disrepute. We bring you the details in this news desk report.
The statement said until recently, Ghana's parliament was considered exemplary and the toast of all free and democratic people across the world. The reputation was such that Ghana was constantly cited as a success story in Africa by world leaders. This culminated in the then newly elected President of America, President Barack Obama, choosing Ghana as his first destination for a state visit to Africa south of the Sahara without any hesitation. Ghana's democratic credentials were unparalleled in Africa. Only a few years ago, the statement said Ghana's parliament under an excellent leadership rose to its challenges and many effective bills were passed for the good of the people in the period where the NPP had very tiny majority. It noted that the period of the Aboka Pelpo comedy has seen the image of parliament reducing into an abyss and continues to erode with countless goofs through ineffective direction from the leaders of the House. Ministers have failed to turn up to Parliament to answer questions, and officials who are strangers in Parliament are allowed to present papers on behalf of ministers. The statement noted that basic parliamentary procedures are flagrantly flouted, such that standing orders are increasingly becoming irrelevant under the current parliamentary leadership. The group alleged that it has taken the minority side in Parliament on several occasions to redirect Parliament on the proper way of doing things. It said the current parliamentary leadership is not up to the task of leading such an august house. The statement described both Cletus Aboka and Rashid Pelpo as inefficient and ineffective, since they are lowering the standards of Ghana's democracy. The CDF said it is dismayed at the irresponsibility of the deputy majority leader Rashid Pelpo, as his actions and behavior on the day undermine the authority of the speaker. The statement noted that for a person of such authority and calm disposition as Justice Joyce Bamford Addo to walk out of her job demonstrates the extent to which she was pushed by the NDC leadership in Parliament. The statement said Ghana cannot afford to continue eroding her democratic credentials on the altar of stark inefficiency, ineptitude and irresponsibility. It noted that any failure of the NDC to take action will be tantamount to the acquiescence and support of the actions of its parliamentary leadership.
A news desk report.